This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. For a look at this week's grain markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Pretty choppy trade right now, with the trade really trying to decide which direction it wants to go, mostly waiting for Wednesday morning's USDA crop report. USDA tends to not want to make any adjustments to U.S. crop production estimates in that report. It will make some adjustments likely on global production estimates and then, of course, adjust demand estimates. So not a big report overall, but still the trade knows that USDA's tendencies periodically throw a curveball, so they're kind of getting in their position to limit their risk exposure.
So a quiet report this time around?
Yeah, the general expectation is a decline in demand for corn and wheat with modest upward adjustments to ending stocks projections. The opposite for soybeans, where demand has been robust, so they expect ending stocks to drop probably to around 425, 427 million bushels, somewhere in that ballpark is what the trade's expecting. That's still a lot of soybeans, but it is tightening somewhat. And frankly, overall, the market is being driven largely by the fact that we do have strong upfront demand, the expectation of a big South American crop coming around the corner. And meanwhile, the U.S. farmer really not too excited about selling, so available supplies up front are still relatively snug.
And let's take a look at the South American environment right now. That is where a lot of the news comes from this time of year.
Well, it certainly is. And as we look at Argentina, we do have a few areas that are excessively wet, primarily in Buenos Aires, southern and eastern areas. We are seeing some drying out of those areas, allowing the field work to progress. And while planting is lagging somewhat, a little bit of a shift from corn to soybeans. Overall, most of the crops are expected to be planted, be in good shape. As we look at Brazil, it's nearly ideal conditions, greenhouse conditions, I'll call them, as the rains continue to fall with periodic breaks to allow some field work to happen. We're getting caught up on the planting and progress of the crop. So we're still going to be looking at a later harvest probably, so that's going to extend our export season a bit longer, maybe another 10 days to 2 weeks. But overall, we're looking at high yields from both Argentina and Brazil at this point.
There wasn't too much news in relation to how the crop is doing so far, but how are the markets for wheat doing?
Well, wheat's been on quite a roller coaster ride since the end of November when Russia made statements that it might, that would suggest that it might be restricting exports. It certainly does have inflation, food inflation issues back home. Farmers simply don't want to sell wheat because their currency is rapidly dropping in value. Russia may be, with speculation, may be trying to scare those farmers into selling their wheat in order to ease the pressure. But meanwhile, we're seeing now Russia start to back off from those comments that they will make restrictions and instead say they will restrict exports if necessary. And there's some speculation they may use rolling tariffs in order to do so. So they seem to be backing off, and meanwhile they are offering supplies for some of the latest tenders that have been out there and still are priced well below U.S. prices. As a result, we've seen a significant pullback in U.S. wheat prices with periodic bounces. Wheat exports have been very slow out of the United States, and the market's starting to focus a little bit more on that right now.
Suderman says the real drivers, though, that people are going to want to watch out for are the soybean and soy meal markets.
Well, I think the real driver near term is going to continue to be the soy meal and soybean market. We know that there's a big crop coming in South America if the weather pattern holds there. The question is, when will the tight supplies be eased by that big crop? When will the U.S. farmer sell? When will the South American farmer sell? It's a matter of timing when that'll happen. Traders are trying to decide if they want to risk taking prices higher or not and then have the farmer sell on them. So that's the big question facing the market. Short-term friendly, long-term bearish for the soybean market right now. At the time that it does break, then it's expected to pull the corn market down with it.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. We'll hear more from Suderman coming up after this. Before the break, we heard from market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, about the grain markets. He also gave an update on the livestock markets.
generally a bearish tone there in the livestock market, led by the beef sector, which seems to be tipping over right now. We're seeing some seasonal slowdown in demand for beef, and that's been exaggerated by the fact that the strong dollar near at more than 5.5-year highs is making it difficult to export beef. So we're seeing seasonally slower domestic beef demand. Export beef demand appears to be slowing as well. The packers trying to fight vigorously amid very negative margins in order to maintain market share, but you have to have some demand in order to maintain that market share. And cheap pork prices are aggravating the problem even further. So the fat cattle market has broken sharply. That's led to a sharp break in the feeder cattle market. Even though the cash market remains relatively strong, futures traders are expecting the feeder cattle cash market to break if this fat cattle market remains weak and we continue to see strength in the corn market. As we look at the hog complex, we continue to see more than adequate supplies to meet our needs, and so really the product market and the cash hog market continues to leak lower very slowly, or I could say erode lower. And as a result, futures traders have been overall applying pressure to the futures market in anticipation we're going to continue to see adequate supplies to meet demand.
And it is always said that the PED virus will see an uptick in the colder months. Have we been seeing any more outbreaks of the PED virus since the cold weather has started setting in?
There are certainly cases of PED virus out there, but we have not seen the big outbreak that the market anticipated we might see. And as a result, the trade has been taking out the premium from the deferred contracts built in there, because if we were going to have an outbreak, then there'd be expectations that we'd see a hole in supplies come next spring, and that's where the premium been built in. But those contracts have been seeing some of the greatest weakness of late, due to the fact that we're simply not seeing the large numbers of losses being reported right now.
And that's good news for each of the individual pork producers out there.
Absolutely. We don't like to see prices go down from the production standpoint, but what it reflects is the fact that as an industry as a whole, we are learning how to manage the disease. We have more tools available to us, and this is a very devastating disease. So to be able to start to get a handle on it is certainly good news.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. The United States is one of seven nations that have temporarily suspended Canadian poultry products. Meeting Place reports the suspensions are the result of an avian influenza outbreak in British Columbia, which was announced last week. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency announced that more than 140,000 chickens and turkeys have been killed so far from the outbreak of a high pathogen strain of H5N2. The nations banning poultry from Canada so far include China, Japan, Mexico, South Africa, South Korea, Taiwan, and the United States. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.